Let the wondrous wisdom of Dhamma cleanse like water, which is very true. Only by cleansing and nurturing our mind with wisdom and the wondrous Dhamma can we return to our pure nature. And this is very true. Returning to your pure nature is very beautiful. This is your true mind, your true nature within. Because for this to unfold, you must have the wisdom to let the mind return to its pure nature. The mind, before it stirs, is this pure nature, very beautiful. But when it starts to deludedly stir and react to sense experience, it created negative tendency, the evil roots. So all this is the beginning of downfall. Then when due to self-delusion, ignorance, lack of understanding, the mundane mind starts to proliferate, become heedless, and creates the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. And because it lacks spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance take over and make you heedless. So the mind that is heedless, think a lot, have no moral value, no ethics, don't understand virtue, very egoic. And because of the ego, it is full of selfishness, full of emotion, anger, hatred. And when it don't have the understanding, it develops the negativity of mind states like fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. So all this are the result of the heedless thinking, born of self-delusion, born of ignorance. So without Dhamma, humanity fall, living being fall. So what we need is really the Dhamma. The Dhamma is the only spiritual tool that you can develop to come out of all this delusion so that you don't have to go through all this karmic negativity and affliction within society and life itself. Okay, we go back to the... Okay. So just now we were at this, let the wondrous Dhamma, wisdom of Dhamma, cleanse like water. This is very true. Only by cleaning and nurturing our mind with wisdom and the wondrous Dhamma can we return to our pure nature. So this statement is very powerful, very deep in its meaning. So just now I explained to you, our pure nature is before the mundane mind come out, before the stirring, before the self-delusion, the ignorant and all those things, and the heedless thinking. So meditation is to silence our mind to return to this nature. That's why our teaching is very simple. Relax, maintain awareness, and allow it to slow down the mundane mind. Then let it return to its pure nature, the awareness nature. Then from there, you can understand many things. Then use that silent mind, that pure nature, awareness nature, to observe, to develop wisdom, awakening, and understanding, to insight into phenomena. This is how you meditate. If you don't do that, there is no way. So the wondrous wisdom of Dhamma can clean like pure water. Only by cleansing and nurturing our mind with wisdom and the wondrous Dhamma, can we return to our pure nature. So without wisdom, your mind cannot slow down and cease. Without wisdom and the wondrous Dhamma, you cannot understand the true mind, your true nature, your pure nature. To understand that, you have to have the Dhamma, the wisdom. Then when you can witness or observe it, ceasing, and experience the silence within, when you are able to perceive the pure nature, that is the beginning of meditation. That is the beginning of understanding that you have two minds, the mundane mind and the true mind. Yeah.